Welcome to Cow Corner here inside the barn, where you're given an opportunity to meet each one of the participants of Cobb Agriculture Leadership Program Class 13 as they prepare for the end of their terms. This week, my guest is Maggie Hanna. Maggie, welcome inside the barn, and first off, for you, what is CALP all about?
Colorado Ag Leadership Program for me is all about building networks and building bridges. One of the coolest parts is that all of the members of the program are from different corners of the industry, and some are not even necessarily directly connected to ag, but we see the infrastructure of our agricultural industry and are able to discuss it and share it and talk about how critical it is to the success of Colorado and how critical it is to the success of the country. And I think the opportunity to build relationships with people that maybe you don't cross paths with every day is one of the greatest gifts that this program can give to Colorado and the country.
Maggie, tell our listeners more about your background.
Yeah, so I was born and raised on a cow-calf operation southeast of Colorado Springs. I went to my undergrad in Texas. I did my undergrad at Trinity University in San Antonio, Texas, and I studied urban planning and U.S. history. I came back to Colorado for a brief stint and worked for Elpmar Foundation as a fellow for 2 years. Before moving on to Eastern Oregon, where I worked on rural community development projects, and then moved back to Texas for a graduate program at Texas Christian University for ranch management. And I now work as the conservation manager for the Colorado Cattlemen's Agricultural Land Trust. CCALT was founded in 1995 and works exclusively with farm and ranch families to make sure that there is a future for the next generation.
Now, CCLT is a great program. You mentioned urban planning and U.S. history. Boy, those go together.
They do, kind of. So just to kind of back up a little bit, the ranch that I grew up on is very close to Colorado Springs. So my interest in my education was understanding how our urban front range exists and how it functions. And then my graduate degree from TCU was really about understanding how my family operation can exist within its proximity to Colorado Springs. So they've played each other well, but they, when I say them out loud, they do seem to be kind of opposites.
Now, why did you particularly enroll in CALP, some year and a half, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, yes. So I had the sort of unbelievable privilege to grow up in the shadow of the Ag Leadership Program. My dad had been a member of Class 3, what was originally Carl, and I interacted a lot with his experience and seeing how much it had impacted the direction of his own career. Today, in my work with the Cattlemen's Land Trust, work with many alumni from the program, and I have just been unbelievably impressed with their commitment to our industry, their commitment to our state, and their commitment to their own communities. I have been impressed by what they mean to the state and what they have given to me, mentorship and guidance, and I figured if it was such a great program, I might as well give it a shot.
Yeah, there's some very distinguished folks that have went through the CALP, or CARL, as you mentioned, program. My guest once again is Maggie Hanna. She's a member of the Cobb Agriculture Leadership Program, Class 13. Now, what are some of the memorable moments that you've experienced as you've went through the program thus far?
One of the things that I really enjoy is it's easy to sit around a table in Denver or Colorado Springs and talk about issues, but to really see issues around the state and around the country. I think being invited into people's operations is a huge gift, and having them share with us their experience, their challenges, some of their successes, hearing what an issue looks like in Palisade, Colorado versus Pueblo, Colorado is very different. Learning about challenges that our citrus growers in South Florida deal with, and soon what we will see internationally when we visit Colombia. So my big takeaway has been being invited into learning about other people's operations and seeing issues from a variety of perspectives, and then being able to address them in a safe and collaborative way, I think is a huge gift to all of us as members of the class.
Now, speaking of the members of your class, I know that each one of you have a specific project. What is yours?
Yes, my project, largely in line with the work I do with the Cattlemen's Land Trust, is about bringing people to the land. I think all too often it's easy to discuss an issue and not interface with where the issue actually exists. And I think that a lot of these challenges that we face in agriculture can be made easier when we share them with outside audiences. So my project has been facilitating ranch tours, getting people onto a landscape to understand livestock production and wildlife management and water systems and soil systems and infrastructure that comes from our urban environments and how critical those landscapes are to all of us and all of our success, whether you are in outdoor recreation or city or county government or ag production. Having functional ecosystems and landscapes is really important, and so my project has been about bringing people to the landscape, discussing these issues on the landscape, and then trying to foster a relationship past just the ranch visit. But we've facilitated quite a few. I look forward to keeping this up past the program.
Now, speaking of ranch tours, CCLT, your organization you work for, you guys were partners with the Colorado Cattlemen's Association and also CSU for some ranch gatherings here in Colorado. And the third one, well, I understand, was quite the success. How much of a role did you play in putting those together with your work through CALP, too?
Yes. So I was most prominently involved in the third Chaffee County ranch gathering that we just hosted in October. But I've really pushed our team at the Land Trust to integrate ranch tours into any opportunity. So whether it means taking one person out or facilitating a big 30-person ranch tour, but the collaboration with CSU and the Cattlemen's Association and the Cattlemen's Land Trust has been hugely influential in getting different audiences and different types of people onto the landscape to discuss issues that impact all of us. So it was a great event. I was loosely involved in that one, but there are a few others that I've been slightly more connected to.
And if you want to learn more about the CCA, CSU, and CCALT ranch gathering that took place October 18th in Salina, check out the story posted online inside the barn at barnmedia.net. Besides your regular project you just mentioned, what other responsibilities do you have within CALP Class 13?
Yes, I have the opportunity to work on the programming committee this year for the Colorado Governor's Ag Forum, which will be hosted next February 2019 on the 27th. I have worked with a team of people to put together the program for the Governor's Ag Forum, and that should include some pretty exciting discussions with some elected officials. We want to discuss some of our food production systems, and then I have taken on the challenge of coordinating a handful of the breakout sessions, which will likely include conservation in our ag sphere and mental health in our rural environments. So that takes up some of my time, and I'm glad to be part of it. It's a pretty special thing to be able to put on such a big event for the state of Colorado.
More details and registration information will be available soon online at governorsagforum.com. That's for the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum, February 27th at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver. Earlier, you mentioned that you've taken some trips with CALP. You guys have your final trip, an international trip to Colombia. Have you had time to look at the agenda? And if so, what's something you're really looking forward to seeing?
I am looking forward to the entire trip. Colombia was not on my radar as a place to visit, so I'm excited to be completely opened up to new experiences and see a completely new landscape and through new eyes. And I'm only loosely connected to the agenda at this point, but I am very excited to better understand the connection with Colombia's cut flower industry and CSU, as I think there is a pretty strong connection in how cut flowers came to be such a product in Colombia.
Now, if you had a chance to visit with one of our listeners who may be interested in learning more about CALP and maybe even thinking about becoming a member of Class 15, because Class 14 applications have already been turned in, what would you say to them to get them convinced to do it?
I think if you have an interest in being an engaged and responsive resident of Colorado, this is a program that's worth your while. Whether or not you're directly connected to agricultural production, having a presence and a voice and being able to share ideas and thoughts with a group of people who largely manage a huge amount of our lands and waters and natural resources is an unbelievable opportunity. I would definitely recommend it. And having the opportunity to see so many different and unique operations around the state, the country, and the world is a privilege and a challenge that is worth every bit of the time we invest in it.
As with any nonprofit organization, sponsorship is key to its success. Anything you want to mention about the CALP sponsors?
I think having people support the program financially allows for flexibility for each of the CALP members. And I think it also creates a lot of accountability to say, there are people backing me up and backing up this program, and we have a duty to sort of live up to that and pay it forward as we travel on down the line.
I know we've covered quite a bit, but any final thoughts about the CALP program or anything else we might have missed?
I don't think so. I would just encourage people to be engaged, whether it means being an actual CALP member or making sure that you ask good questions of your county commissioners or your livestock producers and showing up to stock show and state fair and just being involved.
Once again, thanks to my guest, Maggie Hanna, CALP Class 13 member.
Yeah, thank you, Brian.
The Cooperative Agriculture Leadership Program is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the mission to develop leaders who will become a strong, unified voice for agricultural issues across our state and nation. Learn more online at kaloagleaders.org. Complete details and registration information for the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum, once again, February 27, 2019 at the Renaissance Hotel in Denver, will be available online at governorsagforum.com. Until next time on CALP Corner, this is Brian Ulmer of The Barn.